At the age of 23, Douglas Houghton was initiated to life in the North Woods when he accompanied Henry Schoolcraft's expedition to discover the sources of the Mississippi in 1832. As surgeon for the exploration party, young Dr. Douglas distinguished himself for documenting botanical and geological discoveries along the way. In recognition of his work, the new Michigan legislature appropriated money for the first geological survey in the state, and Houghton began field work in the copper country in 1839. If the copper boom was a flame that engulfed the Keweenaw Peninsula, the match was struck by Houghton's official report of his findings in 1841. A handful of prospectors landed in Copper Harbor in 1843, and the rush was on. With the sudden arrival of exploration parties and speculators, the rapid formation of mining companies, concerns were raised in Washington about the need for law and order among the miners and the threat of the Chippewa tribes wanting to reclaim their lost land. Secretary of War William Wilkins dispatched two companies of infantry to the remote region in May of 1844. By November, Fort Wilkins had been constructed, the northernmost outpost in the western defense perimeter that stretched from the Gulf of Mexico to the tip of the Keweenaw Peninsula. Unlike other regions on the western frontier, the threat of Native American hostilities never materialized, and Fort Wilkins became of little military significance. The garrison of 105 men found Copper Country winters to be long and cold, with the biggest enemies being boredom, low morale, and illegal whiskey. Less than a year after the fort was built, half the troops were transferred to Texas in preparation for the Mexican War. The rest of the fort's occupants shipped out a year later, and in 1846, less than 2 years old, Fort Wilkins was abandoned. The buildings would remain silent for two decades as the focus of the copper boom shifted south in the peninsula and law enforcement was passed to local communities. Would the gates of Fort Wilkins ever open again? The answer to that question would have to wait until the end of the Civil War.